Mark Carney, you are no Winston Churchill. Churchill said, "We shall fight on the beaches. We shall never surrender." Carney, he quotes it, then folds like a tent in a thunderstorm. His whole election script, that he's the master negotiator, the cool-headed crisis man, the only one who'd defend Canada and cut a deal with Donald Trump. Reality check. Trump just inked a new trade deal with the EU, made progress with Japan and United Kingdom. And with Canada, nothing. Washington says virtually no progress has been made. At home, Trump just slapped Canada with a 35% tariff on lumber and non-CUSMA compliant goods. Steel, copper, and aluminum workers are now getting crushed. Tariffs hitting up to 50%. And Carney, he talks about nation-building projects, but won't reverse liberal bans on pipelines or oil tankers. Last Friday, Carney hid from the media's microphones. His new master plan: send Champagne and Ananda on a mission to Mexico. Churchill faced bullets. Carney dodges decisions. Excuses are tools for the incompetent, and Carney is full of them. He's not Churchill. He's not even a convincing understudy.